cashier, Binya. That's why I'm at home at days. It's in case of Mavarchim, it was learned in the Yachikala, but they skipped that sugya. And this is the sugya of Rishmon and Rishim and Yochoi. So that's why I'm at home at days in Brachis. The Gemara starts with the Pasuk, Son of Rabbonim, a Braisa. Vasavta d'gonecha, Matal Maglomar. Why does the Pasuk have to say Vasavta d'gonecha? Lefi shenemar a pasuk in Yehoshua, lo yomush seifa haTorah azem ipicha. The pasuk goes on to say, "Vagisa bo yomu v'layla, yochol devarim kikasavon." Right? Rashi says, "Shlo yasuk b'derech eretz," that a person has to learn a whole day. Lo yomush seifa haTorah azem ipicha. Shuto kamashmo, literally. That's what we would think. Well, let's stop there. The Gemara is already a teller. Where is already a Pella? Since when do we look to a Pasuk in Yehoshua to tell us what a mitzvah is? There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah in the Torah. In Chamisha Chamshei Torah, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So, whatever the gedorim of that mitzvah is, every mitzvah has its gedorim. You blow shofar, you have to blow once a day. Tefillin, you're supposed to wear a whole day. So there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So the Gemara should be discussing the mitzvah Talmud Torah that it says in the Torah. Like, why is it jumping? Like, what's the pshat that it's going to a pasuk in Yehoshua, and now it's dealing with how do you shtim the pasuk in Yehoshua with the Osafto de Gonecha? Like, why aren't we dealing with the mitzvah Talmud Torah? Like, what are the gevulim? What are the criteria? What are the boundaries? What are the halachas? What are the limitations of the mitzvah Talmud Torah that are in the Torah? Like, why are we running to a pasuk in Yehoshua? And if you'll say that the pasuk, that the Gemara named on for a double pasuk, that the pasuk in Yehoshua is the defining pasuk of what the mitzvah Talmud Torah is. In other words, in the Torah it says to learn Torah, and the pasuk in Yehoshua is a gilui of what that pasuk is, of what that mitzvah is. The Gemara is assuming that, so it's dealing already with the gilui rather than with the mitzvah itself, which is found in the Torah. So hagufa kasha. Why, in this mitzvah of Talmud Torah, did the Torah choose to leave the gedorim of the mitzvah, and the guidelines of the mitzvah, and the halachas, and the limitations, and what the mitzvah is mechayiv you to do? In the Torah it's blank, and in Yehoshua it tells us what it means. Right? So if that's what the Gemara assumed, that the pasuk in Yehoshua is a gilui on what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, then it's a pellet. Why is it like that? Why did the Torah do that? So this mitzvah, of all mitzvahs, that it waited for Yehoshua to explain what the mitzvah is. So right away, when you start the Gemara, you have to ask yourself that, why are we dealing with this pasuk in Yehoshua? What about the mitzvah's Talmud Torah that's in the Torah? When the Rambam says the mitzvah and the halachas of Talmud Torah, the way the Rambam is mesader the mitzvahs is a dover niflus. It's weird. Shmamish a dover nifla ad ma'od. The Rambam starts off in halacha aleph that you have to teach your children Torah. That's the first halacha. This is the mitzvah Talmud Torah, right? Hilchos Talmud Torah. So halacha aleph is you have to teach your children Torah. Halacha beis is that you have to teach Torah really to everyone, not just to your children. You have to teach it to any Talmud that you can gather, you have to teach Torah to. And so if you have to teach Torah to anybody, why dafka your children? So the Rambam explains the difference. So halacha aleph is that you have to teach your children, and halacha beis is that you have to teach anybody. Halacha, then he goes on, halacha gimel, Halacha Gimel is that if your father didn't teach, so you have to teach your children, you have to teach really everybody. Then Halacha Gimel says, if your father didn't teach you, then you have to teach yourself. He didn't say a word yet about learning, Rambam. He only talked about teaching. You have to teach your children as Halacha Aleph. You have to teach anybody. Talmidim is Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel is you have to teach yourself Torah. That's Halacha Gimel. Halacha Dalet repeats that. Kishem shemitzvah olav lelamed as beno, kachu mitzuveh lelamed atzmo. Right? Mamish Shapella, the Rambam. That's the first four halachas. So, you know, he's taking, teaching, and he takes it so far that when he talks about a fellow learning, he says, you have to teach yourself Torah. Pella. So that's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. And then he goes on, halacha Hevav Zayin, he talks about assorted halachas. Then halacha Ches, like the Rambam wakes up. And he like, it's as if he's starting a new, Kol Ishmi Yisrael, he says, Kol Ishmi Yisrael, every Jew is Chayav the Talmud Torah. Has to learn. It's Chayav the Talmud Torah. Bein Oni, Bein Oshir, Bein Sholem, Bein Bal Yisurin, Bochur, Zokem, Oni, Mispinus Manat Soko. It's a famous Rambam, you probably have heard it before. Everybody is Chayav the follows Man the Talmud Torah, B'yomu V'layla, Shenemar V'hogisa B'yomu V'layla. In the beginning of the Rambam, when he's bringing down the Pesukim in the Torah, that are the sources, Taka, you ever notice? It only says in the Torah, it says to teach. Vishinantam levanecha, the Rambam brings down. V'limadetem osam es b'neichem, vishinantam levanecha, you should teach. So he says, teach yourself, so on and so forth. Then in Halacha Ches, there's Kol Ishmi Yisrael, I mean, Kol Ishmi Yisrael is Chayav and Tfilin also. And I don't think there's a Rambam that says Kol Ishmi Yisrael Chayav the Tfilin. Kol Ishmi, and what was he talking about till now? He said this already. He talked about a person who's Mechliv to learn Torah. He brought down Pesukim in the Torah. It's weird that he calls it to teach yourself. He doesn't say to learn. He says, teach everybody, teach yourself also. Now he changes, he shifts, and right? He changes perspectives. And he's like starting a new chapter. Kol Ishmi Yisrael, like he's starting from scratch. As if he didn't say anything till now. Kol Ishmi Yisrael is Chayav to learn, Chayav Likvor Lozman LeTalmud Torah, and he brings down the Pasuk in Yehoshua. V'gisa B'yom V'layla. Halacha Yud, Ad Emosai Chayav Lomoy Torah, Ad Yoy Moisai. Shenemar, Upen Yosuah Melabavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha Kol Zman Shlo Yasuk BeTorah Hu Shocheach. He'll forget Torah, so he can't forget Torah. Upen Yosuah Melabavcha, so he has to learn Ad Yom Moso. I am confident that there is no Rambam that says Ad Emosai Hu Chayav Lehaniach Tfilin Ad Yom Moso. Ad Emosai Chayav Losei Tzedaka Ad Yom Moso. There's no such Rambam. So why by Talmud Torah does he have this like? Bitui, does he all of a sudden come up and say, you know, you're mechuyav to learn mamish ad yom moso. Tell her. Let's get back now to the Gemara and Brachas. Right? So the Gemara says, Yasato degonecha. How could you stim that with, right? Why does it say Yasato degonecha? Because we would take lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zemi picha, the pasuk in Yehoshua. Right, remember we asked, like, what are you sure? Like, what about the Torah's mitzvah? Like, would the Torah's mitzvah allow you to be Vosaf of the Ganecha? Like, the Gemara doesn't deal with that. It has this Pasuk in Yehoshua, Lo Yom Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. And again, we said, and even if the Gemara assumed it's an interpretation, so how gufa kashya? Why didn't the Torah explain the mitzvah? Why did it wait for a Pasuk in Yehoshua? Why did it put it in Yehoshua? Al Kaponim, the Gemara asks, so you might think literally, so there's no time for anything else. So the Gemara answers, Vasata d'gonecha, that's what you learn up from that pasuk. Haneg bohen minig derech eretz. Bohen means with the Torah, Rashi says. Im divrei Torah, minig derech eretz. So now, listen how Rashi explains the Gemara's teretz. Rabbi Shmuel, interpretation. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Haneg, you learn out from Vasata d'gonecha, Haneg bohen minig derech eretz. Shem tovo li dei tzorech habrios, sovcho li botel mi divrei Torah.
if you don't do v'yosavta d'gonecha, then you'll end up being mevatel midivrei Torah. So Rashi is giving us an insight. This is how Rashi learns in the Gemara's Teretz. Lo'aylam lo'yomosha seifa ha-Torah zemi picha is literal. Avada lo'yomosha seifa ha-Torah zemi picha. Taka. But if you don't do v'yosavta d'gonecha, sof cholibotel midivrei Torah. So the Yosavta D'Gonecha is the Hechsher for Lo Yomos Seifa Torah Zemipicha. So you either do Lo Yomos Seifa Torah Zemipicha, or you do what we call a Hechsher Mitzvah, to be Masher. In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is not backing off from Dvorim Kiksova. That's what you see in Rashi, clear. Because Rashi says that the Pshat and the Yosavta D'Gonecha is, and because if you don't, Sof Cholibot tell me Divrei Torah. So Rashi's saying, we're sticking with Dvarim Kiksovan, except you're not going to be able to do it. So you do it, and you do it the Hechsher Mitzvah way. Rashi says the same thing in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, when they ask you in Basin, Shomad Ma'lo Kovata Itim LeTorah. So Rashi says, Rashi, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph in Shabbos, Kovat eitim l'Torah l'fisha adam tzorch l'satik b'derech eretz she'emein derech eretz ain Torah. That's why you have to do v'yasavta d'gonecha, because otherwise you won't be able to learn. So therefore you have to be kaveya eitim l'Torah, because you have to do derech eretz, and it's mosheich. You enjoy it. You enjoy making the buck. You enjoy the thrill of making the sale, and it's mosheich you more. So you have to be kaveya eitim l'Torah, or else you'll spend your whole life with the Hechsher Mitzvah, and you'll never get to the Mitzvah. You'll spend your whole life preparing to learn, that you'll forget that you have to learn. That's what Rashi says. That's why you have to be Koveya Itim L'Torah. We'll talk more about that tonight. Mitzvah Shem. Baruch Aponim, that's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Rashi learns the Sugya, Taka Dvarim Kiksovan. But the Vasata D'Gonecha is the Hechsher Mitzvah, because without that, you will be both Tell Me Divrei Torah. Yerushalmi and Peah is not like Rashi. Yerushalmi and Peah, Sholos Rabbi Yeshua Mashi Yilamid Odom is Beno Yevonis. Omelahen, he has to teach it Beshoah Shehu Lo Yom Velo Laila. Tichsir Begisu Lo Yom Velo Laila. So you can't teach anything else. Begisu Lo Yom Velo Laila. You have to be learning the whole time. Asks the Yerushalmi, but then also Lulamid is Beno Umnus. But then, if that's true, if you're taking the pasuk literally, that Vagisa Bayom Balaila means literally Yom Balaila, so then you can't learn Chokmos Yevonis, you also can't learn a trade. You can't learn how to do anything. Vagisa Bayom Balaila. But Tani Rabbi Yishmael, and this is rather the same Rabbi Yishmael as here in Brochus with the Yosapta de Gonecha, Ubacharta Bachayim Zu Umnus, so you have to learn how to do something. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is a Pella. Because Adarabba, he ha noisenes, uvacharta b'chayim zu umnus. So that's what's mutter. But mech tesi is mutter. According to Rashi, the Gemara has no kasha. Right? According to Rashi, uvacharta b'chayim zu umnus, but that's just the hechsher of the gitsa b'yom and b'layla. So what's the kasha? So the Marafulda, which is a parish on Yerushalmi, and the Sha'arei Emuna, which is the stipler wrote a sefer on a few masechtas in Yerushalmi, not mamish line by line, but sort of inyan by inyan, and it's called Sha'arei Emuna. So the Sha'arei Emuna on Peah learns like the Marafulda in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi means to ask that it's not a heter of umnus specifically. You see that it's lav dafka. You see that Vodisa Bayom Belaila is lav dafka. Once it's lav dafka, so it's lav dafka lagabe chokmas yevonis, just as it is lagabe teaching an umnus. So the Gemara gives the teretz that there's a special din not to teach Chochmas Yevonis because of Gzeira, because Chochmas Yevonis was a secret language, a secret code. It's not Negeya Oz. What's Negeya Oz is that there's two pshatim now in Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. There's two pshatim in Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Is Rashi's. Remember, so again, Rabbi Shmuel says we have this clash between Lo Yomush Seifa Atara Zemi Picha Begisa Bayomim Balayla, which Dvarim Kiksavon, take it literally,
We asked all the kashas in the beginning of the Shia, what are we running to Yoshua for? What about the Talmud Torah of the Torah? Okay, we'll put that aside. That's a question. So he answers, honey, so Vasata the Ganecho says it's mutter. So now the soup shot him. This Rasi's chat that Takadvarm Kiksovon and Vasata the Ganecho is the Hechsher for Talmud Torah. And then there's Yerushalmi and Peya, which seems, and it's backed up by the Marafuldas pshat and the Stipler's pshat, who just say it explicitly. I mean, that's definitely like the pshat in the Yerushalmi, but they say it explicitly that the Yerushalmi is going that Bogisa B'yom HaBalayla is Lav Dafka. That's the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Now, what's the pshat in Lav Dafka? So you say, yeah, the Torah, you know, the Yom HaBalayla, you know, the Torah is making a good try. So if you'll do it, good, and if not, Nishka Ferlech. No. Rabbi Yisrael, we have to understand even what do you mean lav dafka? It says yom and balayla. So what does it mean lav dafka? We're going to explain. It's a shem. The Achronim, Maris Chayis, asked Akasha, a steerer of Yishmoel. Now, and you'll notice right away that the steer is bechlal not shver, according to Rashi. In the Gemara Menachos, that Tzadik Tes on the days, Rabbi Shmuel says that Bogisa B'yom HaLaila is to be taken literally. Bogisa B'yom HaLaila, this is Bavli, Menachos Atzadik Tesamet Beis. That's why you can't learn Chochmas Yevonis. You can't learn Chochmas Yevonis because of Bogisa B'yom HaLaila. Right? When the Yerushalmi in Peah suggested that, it shot it down because it said Rabbi Shmuel himself said you can learn Umnus. So you see Bogisa B'yom HaLaila is Lav Dafka, because that's the Yerushalmi and Peah. But really, that's echoed by the Gemara and Menachos. The Gemara and Menachos says, Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't learn Chochmas Yevonis because Bogisa B'yom HaLaila is literal. So they say, wait a second. Rabbi Shmuel says in Brachos, Maris Chayis says, that it's not literal. V'safta D'ganecha, Lav Dafka. Oh, so according to Rashi, the Kasha Heps Chnishtan, it doesn't start. Because according to Rashi, Bagisa B'yom HaLaila stays literal, stays Dvarim Kiksavon. It's just that you have to do Derech Eretz, V'safta D'ganecha, as a Hechsher Mitzvah to Talmud Torah. Mashengen Chochmas Yevonis is not a Hechsher Mitzvah, so that's Taka Asa. But according to the Marafulda, and according to the Stipler, and according to Yerushalmi Peah, is there a Taka Astira between Rabbi Shmuel and Brachos, who says that it's Lav Dafka, because that's what you see. And according to the Yerushalmi Peah, can we make Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos Tav Tzadik Tesamet Beis shtim with Rabbi Shmuel in Brachos Tav Lamed Heyamet Beis? This is the Maratzchias' question. He doesn't get so involved. He just asks it as a stira. In Brachos, Rabbi Shmuel says Lav Dafka, and in Menachos, he says it's Dafka. So according to Rashi, you should notice right away, according to Rashi, the Maratzchias' cash is not fair. But according to the Yerushalmi and Peah, if we take that interpretation, which is the Marafulda's interpretation, and the disciples' interpretation, then this takostira between Rabbi Shmuel in Brachos, that the Bagisa B'yom HaLaila is Lav Dafka, and in Menachos, where it says, come out the favorish, that it's Dafka. Okay, so now we made it through Rabbi Shmuel with all the kashas. Now we come to Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai says, according to you, Vasata Dgonecha, Efsha Sha'odam Zareya Bishas Riya, Bekaisa Bishas Katsira, Toyra Matahe Oleha. Toyra Matahe Oleha. Now, you know, it's not a Musa Sefer. The Gemara is not a Musa Sefer. If he wanted to say that I insist that Dvorim, and therefore he goes on to say, this mantra Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, so other people will do their work for them, and they'll have money from other sources. They'll be zoche, they'll have money from other sources. And this mantra Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, and a chanami, you have to work for a living, that's all. Now, wait a second. What is Shimon Yochai saying? First of all, if he's saying that no, I insist that Dvorim Kiksovon, and I don't care about the Sato Dugonecha, so let him say this. Like, what's he trying to like get you on his side? Because Torah Mateo Leha, but don't worry about the Torah. The Torah can take care of itself. Rabbi Shmuel was fine with it. Like this bitui of Torah Mateo Leha is modna. Very strange bitui. If he's coming to say a legal taina that Devorim is taka kisavon, and you have no right to say that the Yosafta de Gonecha detracts from the Torah, detracts from learning Torah. So let him say that. What does Torah Mateo leo? If Yosafta de Gonecha is an imperative, so guess what? A person will be Tareya B'Shazviya, and Charish B'Shazcharisha, and Kutzav Sira. Torah Mateo leo is not my problem, it's Avish's problem. Like, you know, you want to argue, but don't get emotional here. And also, how does Rabbi Shimon Yochai understand life? Does he understand life with Yosafta de Gonecha as a b'diev in Taka? As an oinus? Not b'diev, as an oinus? No, according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, if you, l'chayra, you learn the Gemara, and he seems to be insisting that Tvarim kicks over. Nor but then, if you're oinus and v'tzono shel mokum, you Taka have no money. He's moidi, you're not supposed to starve to death, you have to go work. If there's no other sources of money, if you're not zochet. So then, what's the difference? So pshat is he holds you an oinus? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's l'chatchila. The Sata d'Ganecha is a hefer. And according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, it's like you're an oinus. What can you do? You can't stop the death, so you have to go work. And it doesn't clap. It doesn't clap that that's what Rabbi Shimon Yochai is saying. That really Dvarim Kiksovan, and the Sata d'Ganecha is because you're an oinus. You're going to stop the death if you don't do it. It doesn't clap. Plus, there's another stira, mamash stira, to the same Gemara in Menachos of Tzadik Tesamud Beis. In Menachos of Tzadik Tesamud Beis, Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the one that says that v'hogisa v'yom v'layla yimakayim with kriyashma v'boiker yoimam u'ba'erev layla. You don't have to learn a whole day. You just have to, v'hogisa v'yom v'layla is not mechayev you to learn a whole day. It's just mechayev yomam v'layla, that's it. This is already a heavy stira. The stira that was asked in Rabbi Yishmael, from Brachas to Menachos, we said, like Rashi is not Shver, it's only Shver according to the Yerushalmi and Peah way of looking at Rabbi Yishmael's Shita. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mamash stira. If Rabbi Yishmael ben Yochai is saying in Brachas that Devorim is Taka Kiksavon, well, in Menachos of Tzadik Tes, he says, Devorim are not Kiksavon, you makayim it with Krishma, Paboiker Uba'erev. A stira in Rabbi Yishmael, in Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So, the Taisus Rosh asks the Stira. The Rishainim in Brachos Daf Lamed Hayam at Beis asks the Stira. Some Rishainim. The Taisus Rosh answers, Lav Mishum the Sover Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Shehu Chova, that it's a Chova to learn every moment. Because he says in Menachos, you don't have to. And he stops. He doesn't say what the answer is. The Taisus Rich says, Ela mitzvah ba'alma ka'omar, mipnei bitul Torah. Ela mitzvah ba'alma ka'omar, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai is Rabbi Shimon Yochai in Menachos, Boiker and Erev. Here, mitzvah ba'alma ka'omar, mipnei bitul Torah. Mama, tell her the words. And what do you mean bitul Torah? It depends what the mitzvah is. So how can you call it bitul Torah? What? Taisus Rich, Reish Yud Ches. So Rabbi Shimon Brokos. Okay. So there's Mamash Apella. Okay. So Chelik Sheni Mishnah. Since the Shulchan Aruch to the Reish Lamed Ches, Mishnah Berurah in Chelik Sheni, so in Reish Lamed Ches. If you have your chok kavua to learn a certain amount every day, maybe it's daf yomi and you didn't say b'li neder, maybe it's omud yomi and you didn't say b'li neder, and you couldn't do it that day, yashlimenu b'layla miyad, make up for it that night, immediately. What's the pshat in this din? Okay, I can accept the fact that there's a din to make it up. So why can't you make it up the next day? Like, why that night? Oh, does it mean only that night? What about the next day? Let's say you couldn't do it that night either. So could you do it the next day? Like, yashlimeno balaylo miyad. Why? And who says you can make it up? Now the source of this is a Gemara in Erev.
The Gemara in Erev is a Samatei Omer Aleph
says the Tur, this is the Tur's Din, not the Shulchan Aruch. The Tur brings down a Gemara in Erev and it says Ravacha Bar Yaakov Yosef, he borrowed Upara and he paid off. Rashi says exactly this din, that he had a certain amount that he learned every day, and if he couldn't make it because he was busy, he got busy with his whatever, with his mezonos, with his parnasa, so he would borrow, meaning he would borrow the time, and he would make it up that night. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chavov asks, if you miss Mincha, can you daven Meir twice? Bishmam, if you miss Meir, you can daven Shachris twice. If you miss Shachris, you can daven Mincha twice. It's the same day. But since Tefillah is B'mokum Korban, so maybe Ovar Yomo Bottle Korbono. Or maybe Tefillah Slusa is Rachmei Ninhu, and there's no such limitation of Ovar Yomo Bottle Zman. So what's the Gemara clearing? Just Pashtus. No. The Gemara is clearing, is Tefillah a Chiyuv in the Yom? That the Yom is Mechuyuv in Tefillah? Maybe even Rabbi Safar said this when you learned Daf Chavov. Is Tefillah a Din in the Yom? If it's a Din in the Yom, then obviously Ovar Zmano Bottle Karbono, then you can't make it up anymore. It's a Din in today. You have to daven three times today. So once it's the next day, you can't make it up anymore. Or not, it's just on the Gavra, it's Rachamei Ninhu. The person has to daven three times in the course of the day, but it's not a fulfillment of the din of the day. So there's no din of Avar Yomo's Batal Karbano. There's no difference today, tomorrow, there's no difference. You can make up for your tefillah. So that's what the Gemara in Brachos clears. So here's the Yesod. Here's the Yesod HaTomorrow. Avada is a mitzvah Talmud Torah in the Torah, which the Rambam describes as teaching yourself Torah, because the mitzvah in the Torah is a completely a gavra mitzvah. You have to know Torah. You have an obligation to know Torah. V'shinantom l'bonecha. I'll explain the lashon of teaching in a moment. V'shinantam l'banecha she'edivrei Torah b'chudodim b'ficha, that you have to know Torah. U'lamadetem oisim, it says, u'shmartem la'asosam. You have to know Torah. The maisa, what the Achrayim talk about, certainly the maisa ha-mitzvah is the act of learning Torah, but the point of the mitzvah is the person's knowledge of Torah, because that's v'shinantam l'banecha. That's v'shinantam l'banecha. You have to have mechudodim b'ficha. You have to know it. There's no mitzvah to say the words. In the Torah, the mitzvah is to acquire knowledge of Torah. And that's why it's called teaching yourself. Because if you think for a moment, you'll see that if I make as an imperative, as a mitzvah, that you should understand Torah, then inevitably, as you learn, you're always teaching yourself. You see, if I want to just talk about a maisa learning, like there's a mitzvah for me to learn, to sit in front of a sefer and learn it. So you wouldn't necessarily call that teaching yourself. You would call it learning, the act of learning. But if I want to be madgish, that the mitzvah's purpose, the mitzvah's goal, the tachlis ha-mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to acquire knowledge of Torah, to be knowledgeable in Torah, to know Torah. Then I'll call it teaching myself. Because that's always what you're doing when you're learning. If the bottom line goal is to understand, then there's really no such thing as learning, right? You're teaching yourself. You're making sure you understand. You're thinking. You're turning it over in your mind. You're making sure that you understand it. It's a beautiful lashon. And the reason I hold that the Rambam starts off with teach your children, teach your talmidim. Then he says, okay, and you know what? Teach yourself also. Is because if the mitzvah of Torah is the knowledge of Torah, it makes very much sense that it's lav dafka you. Not lav dafka. Certainly you have to become knowledgeable in Torah. But it's really to to like I said on Shabbos in the Drasha, it's really to bring down the knowledge of Torah into the world. See, that's why you can have a din that if you we'll see in a moment, like if you pay, if you can't learn and you support someone learning, so it's like you learned. That's because if the mitzvah would be the act of learning, you wouldn't be able to do that. It would work with other mitzvahs too. The reason it works, and the reason the Rambam starts off with teach your children and teach your Talmidim, is because the mitzvah is knowledge of Torah. The world has to be filled. So certainly the first imperative is you. The Rambam just structures it in order to get across and to be madgish the idea that the mitzvah, it's, you can't ask, let's say, that's why the Gemara in Brachos doesn't talk about this. You say, but am I allowed to go to work? I have to earn parnasa. I don't know if you can go to work. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. If you could be knowledgeable in Torah, go to work, as long as you're knowledgeable in Torah. If you could become knowledgeable in Kol HaTorah Kula with a half hour a day learning, I don't care what you do with the rest of the day. That's why the Gemara in Brachos does not talk about the mitzvah from the Torah. There's no stira in the mitzvah of the Torah. There's no kashas. There's no kashas. There's no terutzim. It's not saying you, oh, I have to learn now. I can't go to work. No, there's no gvulim in the Torah. You have to be knowledgeable in Torah. Maybe that's all. So you have to be knowledgeable in Torah. If it takes you 24 hours a day, if it takes you 10 hours a day, if it takes you half hour a day, there's no gvulim, there's no zman, and the Torah doesn't talk about when you should learn. The Torah talks about the mitzvah in the Torah is to teach yourself Torah, to teach others Torah, to bring down the knowledge of Torah into the world. That's the mitzvah in the Torah. And that's why it's shayach, if you support someone, it's like you did it, because that's the ikkah. And that's why it's called teaching yourself. My raya is, because that's v'shinantam uvenecha shiyum uchudodam afichah, ulamadetem oysam mishmartam la'asoyisam, to know Torah. That's what the mitzvah is. The maisa mitzvah might be the act of learning, right? But certainly the purpose and the point of the mitzvah is entirely gavra related. You have to be knowledgeable in Torah, or there has to be knowledge of Torah in the world. That's already another shtickel Torah, which I'm not really going into now. It's to be knowledgeable in Torah, to know Torah. Everybody here has a chiyuv to know as much Torah as they possibly can. Nothing, there's no time element. Should I be in Koyol? Shouldn't I be in Koyol? It's not negeya, it's not relevant. You have to be as knowledgeable in Torah as you possibly can. Period. That's the Nakuda on the D'oraisa level. Now the Eibishter had a problem, so to speak. Bnei Yisrael are going into Eretz Yisrael. Till now, it was easy living. They sat in the Midbar, and they ate man, and everything was cool. So they sat and learned the whole day, and they became knowledgeable in Torah. Now they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and guess what? Wake up. There's no more koil. The koil closed up. You got to work for a living, right? You got to work now for a living. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. So what's going to be now? People, you can tell people to be knowledgeable in Torah. It's very nice. But, like, who's paying the bills? What's going to be? We're leaving them on. We're leaving the Midbar. What's going to be? So the Eibishter made a new din. Not a din to be knowledgeable in Torah. That's the din D'oraisa. So you do as much as you can, and you come to Beis Shemaila, and you said, I wasn't, you know, if I would have starved to death, I wouldn't have done anybody any good, so I acquired as much knowledge of Torah as I was able to. So the Eibishter made a din, just like we said in Gemara Brachos, the Gemara has a tzad, that it's over as yoimai batal karbonai, that's a din of three tefillos a day, or a din in the yoim. The Torah made a new din of Talmud Torah with Yehoshua. It's not explaining the Talmud Torah of the Torah, the mitzvah of the D'oraisa. It's making a new din. Lo yomu sheifa Torah zemipicha v'gisa v'yomu v'layla, it's a din in the yoin. V'gisa v'yomu. You have to be makdish your time for Talmud Torah. It's a chayvus hayoin. Just like the tzad of the Gemara that tfilois were three tfilois a day. The pasuk in Yehoshua is saying, v'gisa v'yomu v'layla, you have to be makdish. You have to take your time. And you have to be makdish the time. The zman has to be a zman of Talmud Torah. That's what, you know what you have to do with your time? You have to learn Torah with your time. You have to make it a time for learning Torah. That's for Gisa B'Yom and B'Layla. Oh, that's an entirely different mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah of knowledge of Torah. You would not be. This is the mitzvah called Kviyas Itam LaTorah. Vagisa Bayom Balayla. That you can't do if you support someone learning. You would not do the mitzvah in Yehoshua if you support someone learning, because it's a different. Here it's knowledge of Torah. You say, my knowledge, his knowledge, maybe it's all the same thing if I created the knowledge, if I enabled the knowledge. But this is a ma'aseh to be makdish yozman for learning. To be makdish yozman for learning. Vagisa Bayom Balayla. It's a din in the yoim. It's a chayvus hayoim. And that's why there could be a din in Shulchan Aruch, as I just said. That if you didn't learn today what you were supposed to, you have to make it up at night. You can't make it up the next day. It's obayomo boto karbano. It's mamash like the Gemara in Bracha says, that if tefillah is a din in the yoim. So if it's obayomo boto karbano, so by Torah also, there's a din of obayomo boto karbano. And that's why it says if you miss learning your quota for the day, you have to make it up at night. It's true, don't jump. In the Gemara and Brachas, the day finishes by Shkia, like normally, by Yerev Yivoker. The night is already the next day. But by Torah, probably because of the Lashon HaKra of Yoimam Balayla, and the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samachay, the line before the Gemara I quoted you before that says you could borrow in the day and make up at night, the line before in Erevin says, Anon Agire Yoimam Anon. We are like workers. A worker works in the day and he goes into the night. He doesn't start working at night. So that's, and the Lashon HaKra is Yom HaLaila. So there, the Ovar Yom HaBotel Karbonoi will be at night if you go to sleep. So that's why the din in Reish Lamed Ches and Shulchan Aruch is talking about the din of Agisuba Yom HaLaila. It's talking about the din in Yehoshua. It's not talking about the din of Talmud Torah and the Torah. There's no day, there's no night, there's no today, there's no tomorrow. There's no time element. You have to become as knowledgeable in Torah as you possibly can, from when you're born till the day you die. As we'll see, the Rambam says that. That's the Rambam. We'll see in a moment. You have to be, but the Pasuk in Yeshua is a din in zman. It's a din in the yoim. You have to take your zman and be makdishes for Talmud Torah. So how much time? So that's the Gemara in Menachos. Gemara Menachos, now we understand the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos is a pellet. Gemara Menachos starts off saying, you know the lechem upon him? It says by the lechem upon him, tamid. Lechem upon him, lefonai tamid. But you can just do it in the morning and you just do it at night. That's tamid? If you just do it in the morning and you just do it at night? So Talmud Torah also. You just do it in the morning and you do it at night. And you did v'hagisa v'yom v'layla. Gemara is a pellet. You're taking different mitzvahs and you're making comparisons? Every mitzvah has its own guidelines. Every mitzvah has its own rules. What are you really comparing? Now it's beautiful. The Gemara is comparing Chayvus Hayoim. The Gemara is comparing the Chayvus Hayoim of Lechem Aponim. The Korban is a din in the Yoim. And it's saying, Tomid is the amount of Yoim that you need for the Lechem Aponim. The Chayvus Hayoim is Mukuyim with Tomid, but that's fulfilled with a little in the morning and a little at night. That's Tomid. It's a beautiful Sushtel. So by Torah also, it doesn't even say Tomid. It says Yom and Balayla. So a little in the morning and a little at night. Right? Oh, right. So it's beautiful. So Torah is the same way that Alayla Elechachar Ayyoyim. So the Gemara in Menachos is talking about, oh, now the Rambam, so now we say the Rambam is beautiful. The first Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin is talking about the mitzvah D'oraisa of being knowledgeable in Torah. Then in Halacha Ches, the Rambam starts off a new thing. Kol Ishmi Yisrael, Chayav the Talmud Torah, Bein Oni, Bein Osher, etc., etc. Chayav L'Kvoya L'Zman L'Talmud Torah, Shenemar, here he calls for Gisabu Yom and Belayla in Halacha Ches. Halacha Ches is Taka, a new world. It's a new world. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin was talking about the mitzvah D'oraisa, of course, and he brought down, of course, the psukim in the Torah, which is a din to be knowledgeable in Torah. And Aleph HaChesh, he's saying this new din that's learned out from Yehoshua, that you have to, and now he's saying, what does he say? Kol Ishmi Yisrael, Oni Yosher, he doesn't say that about tefillin, he doesn't say that about any other mitzvah. Because you've makdish your time for Talmud Torah. So the Rambam's saying, even if you have no time, because nobody has time. The Ani doesn't have time. The Usher doesn't have time.
people in Beis Tfila. Nobody, they don't have time. You want them to be makdish, their time for learning, they don't have time. So the Rambam goes through all the people in the world that don't have time. Oni, Osher, Shalim, Begufa, Bal Yisurin, Bokhari, has a wife, he's old, he's young, it doesn't matter. Yitaka don't have time. So Chayav Likbar Lozman L'Talmud Torah B'Yom V'Layla Shenema V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla. That's the new din. That's the din of Yehoshua. That's not the Talmud Torah of the Torah is to be knowledgeable in Torah. There's no Oni, there's no Usher, there's no time, there's no today, tomorrow, and Yom V'Layla. Not Negeya. You have to be knowledgeable in Torah. You have to know as much Torah as you possibly can. That's the mitzvah of the Arisa. In Halacha Yud, when he says Ademus Achayav Umot Torah Yom Moisai, now it's Borer. He's talking about the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Torah, where the mitzvah is to be knowledgeable in Torah. So after you finish learning, so you can stop learning? So there's no more mitzvah of Torah? I know Kol HaTorah Kula. Don't take this out of context, this sentence. I know Kol HaTorah Kula. So I could stop learning. Says the Rambam, theoretically you're right. The mitzvah D'oraisa, you could stop after you know Kol HaTorah Kula. But chayav adam lumot ad yoy moisai, because you're for sure going to forget. That's what the Rambam says. Kol manshu al yasod b'limud hu shocheach. If you would ask me, the Rambam doesn't have to say you have to be kaveya itim l'toira bein b'yoyim u'bein b'layla ad yoy moisai. That would be like saying you have to wear tefillin ad yoy moisai. He's not going to say that. He's talking now about the din d'oraisa, to be knowledgeable in Torah. So he says ad yoy moisai. And you know why? Only because you'll forget. Otherwise, theoretically, you could become part of the mitzvah once you know Kol HaTorah Kula. What? The Bogisabai, there for sure is. But you don't have to say Adjoy Moisai. Just like you don't have to say Yasu Witzilin Adjoy Moisai. Because that's the act of learning. You have to be Makdish Yosman for Torah. That's what the Abishu was Machadish to Yehoshua. That besides being knowledgeable in Torah, he's creating a new mitzvah, Midivrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, not a D'oraisa. That's why the Gemara in Brachas, is only dealing with the Pasuk in Yehoshua. The Gemara in Brachas couldn't start off, Tana Rabbanon, Vasata Devanecha, you have to be knowledgeable in Torah. I don't know, so you do the best you can. You have to be as knowledgeable as you possibly can. There's no steerus. It's not an Indian of time. We're not telling you how much time to devote to it. When you get upstairs to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you if you acquired as much knowledge of Torah as you were capable of acquiring or not. That's what he'll tell you. But the Gemara wants to know about Yehoshua. V'gisa b'yom v'layla. Devarim kikasavon. I have to be makdish all my time to Torah? All my time, Varm Kiksavim? Really? Gemara says, no, Vasata Deganecha. Oh, now listen closely. There's a beautiful Or Sameach in Hilchos Talmud Torah that could be misunderstood. And you have to study the Or Sameach carefully. I'll say it over. It's a beautiful Or Sameach al Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He compares Talmud Torah. He says, the Torah, he says, you can't tell a person how much to learn. You can't tell a person how much to learn. People are different. Just like you can't tell a person how much should you be angry. You know, anger is a midrash. You can't, not everybody's different. Some people will get more angry, some people will get less angry. Everybody has to control their anger. But people are different. You can't tell, you could say, okay, you know, put on your tefillin, and everybody's wearing tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu and the janitor in the shul. They're all wearing tefillin. Most mitzvahs, he says, are objective, and you could box them in, and you could say, okay, everybody is the same. It's shavu l'chol nefesh. The Torah, there are certain mitzvahs, he says, they're not really mitzvahs. That's why midos are not mitzvahs. There are things that you can't tell people. People are different. So he says, Talmud Torah is that way also. He says, some people have vitzfleish. Some people are cut out to learn. Some people are not cut out to learn. You can't go to a person and say, you have to learn 4.5 hours a day. So Zosmech, you can't. Some people could learn 4 hours a day, and some people can't learn 4 hours a day. It's as simple as that. Zot Rav Malinowitz, Dor Sameach, though, is not talking about the mitzvah to be knowledgeable in Torah. The whole discussion doesn't pass. Some people are cut out to be knowledgeable in Torah. Some people are not. We're not talking about time. We're not talking about how much you learn. You have to be knowledgeable in Torah. Obviously, whatever seichel the Eibishter gave you, so that of course you're not going to make a gvul. You have to be, everybody has the same mitzvah. You have to be as knowledgeable as Torah as you possibly can. The Samech is talking about the din, v'gisav v'yom v'lay law, that we passed like Rabbi Yishmael. So he's saying a chiddush l'chumra, not l'kula like you're thinking, but he's saying l'chumra. Your yom v'lay law is as much time as you're able to devote to it. The Samech is saying you're not yotzei with krishma if you can do more. The Kriyashma is only b'shas adchat. You weren't mabatel the mitzvah if you said Kriyashma b'boike b'erev, you were mekayim v'gitzu b'yom b'layla. But the etzem mitzvah, he's talking about how much time should I devote to learning? I have to devote time to learning. How much time should I devote to learning? Everybody's different. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's different. Some people could devote more time to learning. They're able to sit. They don't worry about parnasa. They have zitzfleish. They have a good chavrusa. And some people are not cut out for it. They can't. According to the Or Sameach, you have to see the Or Sameach inside. According to Or Sameach, I hold it's maveldik, beautiful, miyushuv, the steer in Rabbi Yishmael, according to the Marafuldas pshat, from the Yishalmi and Peya. What did we say is a steer if you don't learn like Rashi? In Brachos, Rabbi Yishmael says, Dvarim kiksav, that Dvarim is not kiksav. Right? That's what the Marafuldas learned. Lav davka. Bagisa b'yom b'layla is lav dafka. I said I would explain what does it mean lav dafka. That's what I'm about to do. I mean lav dafka. But in Menachos, he says, oh, you better believe dafka. Someone came and asked him, I forgot who, an Amayra, a different Tana, came and asked him, can I learn Chachmas Yevonis? He said, chutzpah, bagisa b'yom b'layla. I said, wait a second. In Brachos, you said it was lav dafka. Teretz is like the Sumeach. So according to Rashi, we said it's not a stira. Because in Brachos also he means it's dafka. It's just the hechsha mitzvah. But according to the other biur that is taka lav dafka, but according to the Or Sameach, what it means is lav dafka. It means when the Torah is mechayev you to devote your time to Torah, it means as much time as you have. So the person who's able to devote more time to Torah, he's taka not yotze if he devotes less. That's the lav dafka, the yom b'layla. Doesn't mean lav dafka, just do what you want, it's a hefkevel. It means it's lav dafka the way the Or Sameach explains lav dafka. We can't put everybody in the same box and say how much time a day you mechuyev to learn. We could say tefillin shel yod and tefillin shel rosh. We could say tzitzis, everybody got to wear tzitzis. But we can't say everybody has to learn 3 hours a day. Can't. But if you could, then you're not yotzei with less. That's what the lav dafka means. We can't objectively quantify it. So now there's no more stira. The Gemara in Brachas is lav dafka only in the sense if you have to do vasata b'gonecha, so you're yaitzev or gitzev or yom and v'layla with less. It's not dvarim kiksovim, means it's not literal, but it's still conceptual. What's conceptual? That you have to devote as much time as you possibly can to learning. And if you so the fella in the Tana's son in Benachas that asked Rabbi Yishmael if he can learn Chachmas Yevonis, so he answered him, no, you are not learning Chachmas Yevonis, because Vagisa B'yom V'layla for you means a whole day and a whole night because you're able of doing it. So that's the according to the Sameach, you could understand that stira. Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Oh, I'm getting to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai is saying a whole new one. Rav Shimon Yochai does not hold that if a person has to earn a parnosos, let's see, because ain't noisim mitzvani shum wakam. Kaliso or ain't noisim mitzvani shum wakam. So now they have to work for a living. That's Rav Shimon Yochai's view. He doesn't hold then you're an onus. No, then you're an onus. You didn't do the mitzvahs of say of Talmud Torah, the mitzvahs of say of Yehoshua even. Yom of the Laila is dafka, you didn't do it. No. First of all, he says in Menachos, you can do it with Kriyash Mabok and Bavera. And second of all, Toyer Mateo Leha. Like, come on. Teretz is Adirab of Adirab. The main sheet of Shem, and its mamish turns around on its head. If you learn the Gemara and Bracha superficially, you'll say, who's Mechmir in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah and who's Mekil? You'll say Rabbi Shmuel's Mekil, and Shimon Yochai's Machmir. It's mamish the other way around. Rabbi Shmuel is machmir. Rabbi Shmuel holds like in Menachos that it's yom and b'layla. Nor b'sapta d'gonecha, the pshat is, even not according to Rashi, even according to Rashi, it's upkaret. He's machmir. He told you, Taka, have to learn Yom HaBalayla. But even according to the other pshat, then you have to learn as much as you possibly can. Rav Shimon Yochai is moida that you're only mechuyah to learn as much as you can. He's moida that that's theoretically the chiyuv. But he says, Torah Matei Olel. Torah Matei Olel. So I have this three pshat, you know, that's why there's no steer in Rav Shimon Yochai. His sheet is what he says in the Nachas. It's Taka Yemekayim Et Boker Be'erev. Taka. Lav Dafka, in other words. But he's saying in Brachas, and this is shot in the Taisus Rosh, Torah Matei Olel. Now that could have, I think it could have three possible meanings, Torah Matei Olel. You know, you see from the Bitui, he's not talking legalistically. You see from Menachos, he's not talking legalistically. And you see from the Bitui of Torah Matei Olel, that he's not talking legalistically. So what does he mean? So three pshatim, what he could mean. Either he could mean he's talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa, Torah Matei Olel. How are you going to acquire? You're capable of acquiring knowledge in Torah. Torah Matei Olel, meaning who says you're going to acquire the knowledge of Torah that you're capable of acquiring? In other words, because who says you're going to do it? Who says you're going to learn at your utmost koiches every spare moment that you think you have? Maybe you're really capable of doing much more. That's one beer in Torah Matei Olel.
But I,
what?
What is the
advocate? So he says, we got a problem. Torah Matei Olel. And therefore, do more than you can. But he's not saying the mitzvah. That's what the Taisus Rosh is saying. He's not saying the mitzvah and the chiyuv is to do more than you can. He's saying, we got a problem. According to the Taisus Rosh and other Rishonim, based on Rav Shimon Yochai and Menachos, he's saying, legalistically, you're right. But we got a problem. That Torah is going to be forgotten. He doesn't know. Stand on your head. You should be zoiche that other people should do your work for you. That they said, heck with everything else. I'm scared. I'm not doing my chiyuv. I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to be zoiche to malach the natsu and the acheres. That's what it means. That they said, I'm going to do what the Rambam says in Shemitah v'Yovel. And I'll be soimich that I'll be zoiche. And malach the nafs, like they are cherim. But I don't think he really means that. He was advocating it. I don't know if he was advocating it. He wasn't saying it's a chiyuv. He said a statement, and now whoever's not volibo, it's mamish the Rambam and Shemitah v'Yovel. Whoever's not volibo is going to pick up on his statement and say, I'm the guy that's going to make sure that Torah is not forgotten in Yisrael. That's what I say. I really think the pshat is not. The pshat is that what I said before in the Rambam, knowledge of Torah is not just you. It's from Klal Yisrael. There's a chiyuv. You know who writes about this really? The Melech Shlomo and the Hatzama to Mishnayos writes about this. He says if everybody is going to be satisfied with the minimum of learning Torah, right, if everybody's going to be satisfied with just getting by and learning Torah, if everybody does that, then it's not going to take too long for Torah to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. You need people that are going to go beyond the chiyuv. And that's mamish mamish what the Shimon Yochai is saying. He's saying, taka, a bitoy of achrayus for Klal Yisrael, Torah matehei olel. So go beyond your chiyuv. In Menachos is the technical chiyuv. Well, he's moided to what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, really. He's saying also, you yaitse with Yom HaBalayla, you yaitse with Kriyashma, Babayka Be'era. He's even saying less than, he's being more maker than Rabbi Shmuel. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you either learn like Rashi, where your mamish mechuyav to learn a whole day, or work to enable yourself to learn, Heksha Mitzvah. And according to the way I interpreted the Marafulda Shita, then it's Dor Sameach, where you have to learn as much as you can. Right? So Rabbi Shmuel is the Machmir. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the Mekil. He holds in Menachos, Yoytzu with Boker and Erev. But Torah Matei Olel is an achrayus for Klal Yisrael that Torah shouldn't be forgotten. If not for the people that pushed themselves and went beyond what they're capable of doing
and, you know, and led lives the way the Rambam describes in Shemitah V'Yoyvo, so Torah Mateo Leah. So that's why he says that Bitoy, because he's not talking about a technical Chiyuv. Okay? So just to sum up, I want to sum up just with Chazring over when it comes to learning. So what's the bottom line here? How much should we learn? So everybody, I don't know if you know it, so the truth is like this. The Mishnah Brura in Kuf Nun Vav, the Bir Alacha, says, right, that Har B'Yosuk, Shem Yechoy, will also be Yodom, but Miut could. It's not to everybody, but I hold the Daf Nishon Kum incidentally. You don't have to Onkum to the Bir Alacha's Chiddush, which really, Briskarov says it also in the Rambam, that you should try to be like Rav Shimon Yochai, or whoever wants to could try to be like Rav Shimon Yochai. I think there's a much more serious chiyuv than the Bir Halacha saying that a miyut could do like Rav Shimon Yochai, especially to the way we're proving now that the Rishonim point out that Rav Shimon Yochai is not even talking about a chiyuv. Shimon Yochai is not even talking about a chiyuv. He's talking about a sense of achrayus to Klal Yisrael, shaloi tishokach Torah from Klal Yisrael, right? Torah matzehei aleha, Rav Shimon Yochai. Right, says, but chiyuv, chiyuv in menachas, kriyash ma b'boyke b'eret, that's your chiyuv. So the Bir Halacha that says that miyut people could do like Rav Shimon Yochai, I hold the Bir Halacha is a big deal. Okay, a miyut, even the whole Rav Shimon Yochai was never a chiyuv. So what's the big deal? But there's a much bigger deal. The bigger deal is the chiyuv tamat Torah midioraisa, which is to be as knowledgeable in Torah as you possibly can. So if you learn 3 hours a day, you have to be afraid that you're capable of being more knowledgeable in Torah. You could be more knowledgeable in Torah, the amount of Torah you can acquire if you learn 4 hours a day. You don't know. Your chiyuv b'dioraisa, not Togisa b'yom ha'malayla of Yehoshua, of Kaviyas Itim. Your chiyuv b'dioraisa is to teach yourself Torah, to be knowledgeable in Torah. I don't need a Bir Halacha to tell me some people could do like Rav Shimon Yochai. I just have to turn to the Olam and say, we pass on like Rabbi Yishmael, it's fine. But the Rabbi Yishmael is dealing with the Pasuk in Yehoshua, of Bagisa Bayom and Balaila. The Dioraisa Chiyuv. The Dioraisa is a mitzvah saseh to be as knowledgeable in Torah as you possibly can. That's heavy duty, right? I don't need Rav Shimon Yochai to tell me that I have to learn more than I'm doing right now to become as knowledgeable in Torah as I possibly can. That's number one. Number two is, we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. You go, Baruch Hashem, we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. No, not Baruch Hashem, we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel is saying you have to learn every second of the day, or you have to do the Hechsha Mitzvah to enable yourself to learn. You have to work in order to enable yourself to learn. That's it. But Takadvarim Kiksavon. The Pasuk in Yehoshua, we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. It's not an easy life. We pass them like Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk in Yehoshua is, according to Rashi, is literally Yomam Valayla. And the only heter of Yosata de Gonecha is the Hechsha Mitzvah, or else you can end up being Mavatam Midivrei Torah. So that's strike two. I'd rather say that than the Bir Halacha. That's number two. Number one is the Dioraisa, so you have to be as knowledgeable in Torah as you possibly can. Number two is, according to Rashi's Tatan Rabbi Shmuel, so Takad Varm Kiksavon. And number three is, even if we say the other Pshat and Rabbi Yishmael, the Marafolda and the Stifler, and Yushalmi Peya, but I showed, to answer the stira between Rabbi Yishmael and Brochus and Yishmael and Menachis, that the Pshat in them is, what do you mean, Lav Davka, is the Or Sameach, that you have to learn as much as you possibly can. So if you're not doing as much as you possibly can, you vaita oiva by Gisa by Yomam Balaila, even if you hold that Yomam Balaila is Lav Davka. Because I explained, what does Lav Davka mean? It means what Dar Sameach says. Lav Davka, that we can't quantify it. We can't say 3 hours, or 4 hours, or 6 hours. We can't say that. Every person's different. But you still have to learn as much as you possibly can. So Dal Mehocha Zavir Alocha, saying that, oh, Yechidei Segulis, you do like Rav Shimon Yochai. I hold Mitzad the Mitzvah Dioraisa, and Mitzad the Mitzvah Yehoshua, which is a din in the yoim, to be Kaveya Itim, to be Makdish your time for Talmud Torah. That's the Chiyuv Divrei Kabbalah and Yehoshua. According to, we pass on like Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rashi, that means oh boy. And according to the Marafolda, according to the way we interpreted it, based on the Or Sameach, it's also as much as you possibly can. And Rav Shimon Yochai is already stamped, Torah Mateolah. You say, you know, if it was that, I'd say, let someone else worry about the Torah. Right? There's much heavier chiyuvim to learn as much as we possibly can than the Bir Halacha about Rav Shimon Yochai.